You can see from that song the depth of the suffering involved in sonship.
从这首诗歌我们可以看见做寄居的生过寄居的生活所要经历的试难试炼。
Of course, there's a whole other side to sonship.
当然在寄居生活还有另外的一面。
There's tremendous blessing.
是巨大的祝福。
There's tremendous adventure.
也是一个历险。
It's true on the sojourn to sonship, you're not sure what will happen tomorrow, you're not sure where you're going to live tomorrow.
当然过寄居的生活会让我们不知道明天将如何。
But during that kind of a sojourn, your life is very clear and very blessed before the Lord.
但是在这样的生活里面，我们的生命是如此的明亮，我们也是如此的蒙主的祝福。
In its simplest meaning, the sojourn to sonship is getting to know the Lord by the end of the journey.
简单的来讲，过寄居生活以致得神儿子的名分，就是我们可以亲自的来认识神。
Now, from the time we're a little baby, we know our father.
我们做婴孩的时候，我们认识父亲。
I see many little babies here.
在这里，我看见很多的婴孩。
They all know daddy.
他们都认识父亲。
They know his heart.
知道他的心。
They play with daddy.
他们与父亲一同玩耍。
But they don't know their father.
但是他们并不真正认识他们的父亲。
And by the sojourn of their family life, they'll discover who their father is.
借着这个过寄居生活的生活，他们就可以认识他们的父亲。
And the more they discover who their father is, the more they come to understand who they are.
他们越多的认识父亲，他们就更多的认识自己。
Our understanding of ourselves is inverted.
我们对自己的认识是一个反过来的事。
It's by forgetting ourselves and getting to know our God that we find out who we are.
借着忘掉我们自己来认识我们的父神，我们结果认识了我们自己。
I remember one day I was in the summertime. I was a 7-year-old boy.
我记得当我七岁的时候。
And during the summertime, my dad and my mom would take us to the beach and we go swimming together.
在夏天，我的父母带我们到海滩，我们在那边玩水。
I considered my father like a big whale because we could get on his back and he would actually go through the water and we rowed on his back.
我认为我的父亲像一条大鲸鱼，因为我们可以踩在他的背上，在水里边来游泳。
But one day he said to me.Would you like to go to work with me for the day?
有一天他对我说，你愿不愿意跟我一起去上班？
Now up to this time, I'd never seen my father at work.
到那个时候为止，我从来没有看我父亲工作。
Now he was a psychiatrist.
他是一位心理学家。
And he worked as a supervising psychiatrist in a large mental hospital.
他在一个精神病院里面做这个精神分析师。
Oh, I discovered that day I didn't know my father very well.
那天我才意识到我并不真正认识我的父亲。
When he got to the hospital, they gave him a big key ring with many keys on it. I thought how important my father is.
那天去了以后，人们给他一大串钥匙，然后有很多的钥匙在上头，我就知道我的父亲有多么重要。
And he took me down the hallway through the various wards.
然后他就把我带到这个走廊里边。
He had 500 patients in his charge.
在他的掌管里边，他要医治五百多个病人。
He knew the names of every one of them except the recent ones who'd come.
他认识所有他病人的名字，除了最新的病人。
The doctors, the nurses, they treated my father with respect.
所有的医生和护士很尊重我的父亲。
One psychiatric nurse said, "Your father is the greatest doctor we've ever had at this hospital."
有一位护士说，你的父亲是我们医院里边最伟大的医生。
Now, he was just a guy I was swimming with in the ocean.
他就是不过是我在大洋里边游泳的一个同伴。
But I understood how respected my father was.
然后我就明白我的父亲是多么被人尊重。
And so I got to know my father a little more.
所以我可以多认识了一点我的父亲。
So the Bible says when we first come to the Lord, we're like little children.
圣经告诉我们，当我们最初认识神的时候，我们就像小孩子。
John says we know two things as little children.
约翰告诉我们，作为小孩子，我们知道两件事。
We know our sins have been forgiven.
我们知道我们的罪被赦免。
And we know Abba.
然后我们就知道阿爸。
That's it.
就是这些。
But as we grow in our sojourn to sonship,
当我们过寄居生活来得神儿子的名分的时候
，Well, we never forget that He is our Abba, but we find so much more out about the Lord.
我们不会忘记他是我们的阿爸，但是我们也可以更多的来认识他到底是什么样。
And the Lord takes us through our sojourn at life so that he can introduce himself to us on a deeper level as we go.
神带领我们过寄居的生活，一步一步为了让我们更加的来认识他。
And so that's why in the book of Genesis we have these great patriarchs going on a sojourn to sonship.
然后在创世纪里边，我们就看见神借怎样子带领先祖们一步一步的来过寄居的生活。
We have to look at all four of them, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, to see the whole picture.
我们必须要从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟的生活里边来看这个完整的图画。
But it's all about getting to know God as He really is.
最终的目的是为了认识神他的本相到底是什么。
So Abraham's sojourn was mostly about faith.
亚伯拉罕的寄居生活主要是信心
，the obedience of faith，
是顺服的信心
，trusting faith，
是信靠的信心
，and he was rewarded for his faith，
他的信心得到了赏赐。
We know from the New Testament it says that those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God。
新约圣经告诉我们，凡被神的灵所引导的，他们是神的儿子。
Or if we look at Isaac, we see that his issue in sonship was what to do with his inheritance.
以撒他过寄居生活的问题就是他如何来处理这些产业
How to build upon that which was given to him by grace by his father
如何的来对待那些靠着恩典所父亲所赐给他的这些产业
He had to keep it from the enemy's hands
他必须要保守他们不让仇敌来抢夺
He had to build upon that inheritance
他必须要来在这个产业基础上来建造
And he had to learn that your inheritance should only be used in the kingdom of God and in the house of God
他也学会了如何的用这些产业在神的国度里边也为着神的国度
We mentioned Jacob's sojourn last night
昨天晚上我们也提到雅各他的寄居生活
And Jacob's was a long sojourn where God was dealing with his sin, with his flesh, and with his self-life
他过了很长一段客旅的生活神在那边对付他的罪对付他的肉体对付他的自己
God had to take him through a long period of discipline where his outer man was broken
神带他经过一段很长的旅程才把他自己的旧人破碎
And it was only when his hip was broken and he was now weak that he grabbed hold of his God
一直到他自己脚瘸了以后他自己才被软弱下来他才可以抓住神
And this is what made him a prince
这就让他成为神的王子
And he walked the rest of his life with a limp holding on to God's leg throughout the rest of his life
剩下的生活他就要瘸着腿一直来依靠神往前走
Now there's a son
这就是一个儿子
And then last night we looked at Joseph and his sojourn
昨天晚上我们也看见约瑟以及他如何做这个过客旅的生活
Here's an exceptional young man
他是一位杰出的年轻人
A believer
他是一位信徒
With an upright heart
他是有一个正直的心
A gifted young man
他是一位大有恩赐的年轻人
He wanted to please his father
他愿意来讨他父亲的喜悦
He knew he was loved by his father
他也知道他的父亲爱他
And he grew in gifting and ability
他在他的恩赐和他的能力上头成长
But we are surprised to see that our God took him through a way of suffering unto sonship
我们吃惊地发现我们的父神带领他走了一段受苦的道路来达到儿子的名分
He was being dealt with by God and brought to the cross by God
他受神的对付被神带到十字架的里面
But not so much because of his sin
主要不是因为他的罪
But God was dealing with his self
神是在对付他的自己
His good self
他良善的自己
Because he had to be broken
因为他必须要被破碎
Because he had to become a servant for others
他必须要被造就成为一个服侍别人的仆人
Because in order to come to sonship we have to be servants of God
为了达到神儿子的名分我们必须首先成为神的仆人
And we saw Joseph last night as he went through his sojourn of suffering from the pit there in Canaan all the way to Egypt
所以昨天晚上我们看见他如何受苦被扔到坑里一直到了埃及
But now we want to read some verses that continue the story.
现在我们要读一些经节来继续这个故事。
We said last night that Joseph, in a sense, reached sonship by 30 years of age when he was brought to this position of number two under Pharaoh.
我们知道经过30年寄居的生活他最后成为埃及地的宰相。
But tonight we want to read in chapter 45.
今天晚上我们要读第45章。
Let's read the first 11 verses.
读一到十一节。
Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried, Have everyone go out for me. So there was no man with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁，吩咐一声说，人都要离开我出去。约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一人站在他面前。
He wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it.
他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。
Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence.
约瑟对他弟兄们说，我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊惶。
Then Joseph said to his brothers, Please come closer to me. And they came closer. And he said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt.
约瑟又对他弟兄们说，请你们进前来。他们就进前来，他说，我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。
Now do not be grieved or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命。
For the famine has been in the land these 2 years,And there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting.
现在这地的饥荒已经两年了，还有五年不能耕种，不能收成。
God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth, and to keep you alive by a great deliverance.
神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留余种在世上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。
Now therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God.And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his household and ruler over all the land of Egypt.
这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。他又使我如法老的父，做他全家的主，并埃及全地的宰相。
Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay.
你们要赶紧上到我父亲那里，对他说，你儿子约瑟这样说，神使我做全埃及的主，请你下到我这里来，不要单言。
You shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children and your flocks and your herds and all that you have.
你和你的儿子孙子连牛群羊群并一切所有的都可以住在歌珊地，与我相近。
There I will also provide for you, for there are still 5 years of famine to come.And you and your household and all that you have would be impoverished.
我要在那里奉养你，因为还有五年的饥荒，免得你和你的眷属并一切所有的都败落了。
And then verse 14 and 15.
十四节十五节。
Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept on them, and afterwards his brothers talked with him.
于是约瑟伏在他兄弟便雅悯的颈项上哭，便雅悯也在他的颈项上哭，他又与众弟兄亲嘴，抱着他们哭，随后他弟兄们就和他说话。
And then I just want to read a few verses from Deuteronomy chapter 32,
然后我要读申命记三十二章的几处。
Where Moses at the end of his days sings a song of a prophecy.
摩西在他生命终结的时候唱了这首预言的诗。
We'll just look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
And verse 9.
第九节。
When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the allotmentOf his inheritance.
至高者将地业赐给列邦，将世人分开，就照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。耶和华的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。
And then finally we want to turn to Hebrews in chapter 2.
最后翻到希伯来书第二章。
Verses 9
第九节
and ten.
第十节。
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for every man. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh, Father, when we look at the life of Joseph, we cannot help but think of your dear son.
父亲，当我们来看约瑟生活的时候，我们又没有办法不想到你亲爱的儿子。
He was the first man to reach glory.
他是头一个人得到了荣耀。
To be completely obedient to you and to fulfill his purpose for being upon this earth.
他完全地顺服你，成就了你在地上的旨意。
And we realize that he wants to lead many sons to glory.
我们知道他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
But we must tread a similar path.
但是我们必须要走相似的道路。
We cannot experience Calvary and forgive other people's sins.
我们不经过加略，没有办法得到罪，得到赦免。
But we realize we will experience the cross.
我们知道我们必须要经历十字架
and its effect upon our entire life.
这对我们的人生来讲是一个事实
Oh Lord, help us to understand these deep things.
主啊，帮助我们来明白这些深的道理
Even as we come to you tonight and to your word, we come as children.
今天晚上我们来到你的面前，来到你话语的面前，我们就像小孩子
Show us that straight and that narrow way that leads to life.
只是我们那通向永生的窄路。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们靠着耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
We left Joseph last time there, second in command in Egypt.
昨天晚上我们谈到约瑟做了埃及地的宰相。
With robes of glory.
穿着荣耀的袍子。
With a position of authority.
在站着权威的地位上
with a family born of the greatest family of Egypt, the high priest's daughter was who Joseph wed.
约瑟娶了埃及地的祭司的女儿为妻。
He lived next door to Pharaoh.
他成为法老的邻居。
Pharaoh had given him the whole administration of his kingdom.
法老把他全国治理全国的重任交给他。
And Joseph was ruling with great wisdom.
约瑟用智慧来治理全埃及。
What a sojourn to sonship.
这是何等样的一个客旅的生活来得到神儿子的名分。
And so it is like our calling to sonship.
我们同样得到了这样的呼召。
Our calling to sonship is so great that Paul says, Eye has not seen nor ear heard.Nor has it ever entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for those who love him.
保罗说到这样一个呼召的时候，说到那是神为我们所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，心思也未曾想过的。
I know we think our greatest problem is we think too much of ourselves.
我知道我们最大的问题就是我们太多的想到我们自己。
But from God's side, our greatest problem is we don't take hold.Of that high calling we have in Christ Jesus.
在神的眼里头，我们最大的问题就是我们不紧紧抓住我们的主耶稣基督和我们的呼召。
We're content to remain small.
我们实在是满足于现状，我们是这样的微小。
But God has great dreams for us.
但是神为着我们有伟大的梦想。
In Ephesians, Paul prays that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened by the Holy Spirit to understand what is the hope. of our call.
在以弗所书里边，保罗祷告说：“愿神照明我们心中的眼睛，使我们能够知道这样的恩召有何等的指望。”
Indeed, our calling to sonship is an amazing and wonderful call.
得儿子名分的这个呼召，实在是一个令人难以置信的伟大的呼召。
We see through Joseph what a sojourn it is to sonship.
借着约瑟的生活，我们看见从寄居者到神儿子的名分的道路是一条何等的道路。
The Lord tests us and proves us.
神试炼我们，考验我们。
We go through many unexplained suffering.
我们要经过很多没办法解释的痛苦。
And only as we come to sonship do we realize the purpose for all of this sojourn that we're going through.
只有我们达到儿子的名分的时候，我们才知道这样的道路为什么是这样发生。
And of course, once we become sons, we begin to taste the greatness of His resurrection life.
当然，只有当我们长成儿子的时候，我们才可以品味到复活生命的大能。
We come to a place of enthronement.
我们来到了一个坐宝座的一个地位。
We come to a new level of life.
我们来到了我们的生命来到了一个新的层次。
The Lord has dealt with our lives.
神已经对付了我们的生命。
And even though He'll continue to deal with things in our lives,
虽然他还要继续来对付我们。
We come to a place where the most important thing about our lives is not ourselves.
我们来到了一个地位，我们生命中最大的问题已经不再是我们的自己。
Our lives should not be wrapped around ourselves and our concern and our spiritual life and our attainment.
我们的问题不再是得到我们的享受，我们的自己，我们的成就。
Indeed, as our brother was sharing even this morning,
今天早上我们的弟兄也分享到
，One of the great necessities of coming to sonship is seeing a revelation of our glorious Lord.
达到神儿子名分的道路，一个重要的关键点就是要有看见。
And seeing Him as High Priest,
看见他是我们的大祭司。
And sonship is when we enter in.To an intercessory priesthood.
得到神儿子的名分，就是我们也进入到这个代祷的这个地位，代祷者的地位。
It's like parents. Once you have children, your life changes.
就像父母一样，当你有了孩子了以后，你的生命要改变。
It's no longer all about you and your job and your things.
从此不再只是关于你和你的工作和你自己的东西。
Your life becomes invested in your children.
你的生命从此开始在你的孩子身上来投资。
And as your children get older, you find yourself agonizing more over them than even over yourselves.
当你的孩子开始长大的时候，你发现你为他们所受的苦远远超过为你自己所受的。
Now Joseph came to the place of sonship at 30 years old and was exalted.
约瑟克里生活30年以后，他就达到了这个高升的地位。
But had he come to the fullness of his sonship?
他是如何的来达到这样的一个儿子的地位呢
？There he was on the throne by in Egypt.
这里他在埃及地作王。
But his dreams were still not fulfilled.
但是他的梦想还没有实现。
He was only halfway there.
他只走了一半的路程。
Did God bring Joseph through all of those dealings just to perfect Joseph?
当神让他经过所有这些试炼的时候，是不是只是为了让他得到完全呢
？Is that why God deals with you so harshly, just to perfect you?
神这样子的来试炼你，是不是只是为了让你成为完全呢
？In the life of all of God's sons, there comes a point where you realize it's not my will, but His that is being done.
在神所有的儿女们身上，神要对付我们到一个地步，发现不是我的旨意，而是神的旨意要成就。
Indeed, God loves Joseph.
神爱约瑟。
God desires Joseph to be a full son.
神愿意约瑟成为一个长成的儿子。
But God loves his whole family.
但是神也爱他的全家。
If Joseph was just to sit there on the throne in Egypt while his family remained in Canaan,
如果约瑟在这边做宰相，但他的全家却仍然留在迦南地。
Then Joseph's goals would not have been reached.
约瑟的目的就并没有达到。
Look at his family back in Canaan.
看看他的家在迦南地。
His father was living in the gray shadows of grief.
他的父亲在悲哀的阴影里边生活。
The oldest son, Reuben, had slept with one of Jacob's wives, Bilhah, and was a man of lust instead of spirituality.
他的长子是一个放纵情欲的人，与他父亲的妾。 同床。
Judah, great Judah, had gone and married a Canaanite woman.
这个伟大的犹大，他却下到迦南地去与一位迦南的女子结婚。
And bore two sons by her, so evil that God struck them both down with death.
他生了几个儿子，其中两个儿子是如此的邪恶，神把他们击杀致死。
Can you imagine the line of Judah from which Jesus would come being contaminated by Canaanites?
你能不能够想象我们的主耶稣要从犹大的后裔出生，但是他的家谱却这样子的被迦南人来污染？
But Judah was in danger of throwing away his whole inheritance and his whole nation in order to be compromised with the world.
犹大跟这个世界妥协，几乎就要把他自己整个的家族的前途断送。
Look at Simeon and Levi.
看一看西缅和利未。
Jacob called them angry, vengeful men.For destroying that whole city of Shechem.
雅各称他们为性情凶暴的残杀者，他们几乎把那个事件的全城人都杀戮。
Look at the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, evil shepherds in the family.
看看苏帕和比拉的儿子们，他们是这样子的很糟糕的牧人。
This is God's children.
这些是神的儿女。
That's you and I.
这些就是你和我。
This is the low spiritual state of God's children.
这就是神的儿女们在一个属灵低层的光景里面的情形。
Oh, how burdened is God's heart.
这个实在让神的心沉重。
He saved us and called us to sonship, but we're living in carnality.
他呼召我们成为长成的儿子，但是我们却在肉体中间生活。
We're not gaining our possessions and learning about the Lord. We're pursuing after the world.
我们没有得到神所给我们应许的产业，我们在追随这个世界。
What is God to do?
神要怎么样子做呢？
It's true, he has a family and raw material.
当然他有一个家，他有很多这些原材料。
But this is hardly many sons to glory.
但是这些都不是进荣耀的儿子们。
What's the Lord going to do?
神要如何来做呢？
Joseph sat on that throne.
约瑟坐在宝座上。
But his sonship would not be fulfilled.Until he brought all of his family to glory.
他儿子的地位没有办法成全，一直到他能够把所有的弟兄们带进荣耀里。
But this is an impossible thing.
当然这是不可能的一件事。
How can a human being bring his brothers and sisters to perfection?
一个人怎么可以把他的兄弟姊妹们带到完全的地步呢？
Can you bring your brothers and sisters to the cross?
你可不可以把你的弟兄姊妹带到十字架的跟前呢？
Oh, you can witness to them.
当然你可以向他们做见证。
Only the Spirit can bring them to the cross.
只有圣灵能够把他们带到十字架底。
What could Joseph do?
约瑟能够做什么呢？
It's true he was number two in Egypt, but you know what? He was just a servant in Egypt.
没有错，他是埃及的宰相，但是他仍然不过是一个仆人。
You might say he was the most powerful servant in Egypt.
你也可以说他是埃及地最有权柄的仆人。
But what could he do about his own family?
但是他可以对他的家庭来做什么呢？
What could he do about his dreams?
他可以如何的来实现他的梦想呢？
Nothing.
他不能做任何事情。
Well, actually one thing.
但是实际上确实可以做一件。
How does God bring a family to maturity?
神如何的让一个家庭成为完全呢？
There's a process hidden through the Bible.Of how God brings His whole family to sonship.
在圣经里面有一条隐藏的道路，神借着这个道路把他的全家带到完全成熟的地步。
God starts by gaining a first fruits.
神开始要得到一个初熟的果子。
Joseph was a first fruits among his family.
约瑟是他们家庭里边这个初熟的果子。
He was, as it were, the remnant.
他就是这个余数。
He is the one who'd overcome.
他就是这个得胜者。
And through this overcoming and responsible son,
借着这个得胜和借着这个有负责任的儿子，
the Lord can use such a person.
神可以使用这样的一个人。
As he brings the other sons to glory.
借着他可以把其他的儿子们带进荣耀里去。
Now this work.Of producing sonship is something only God can do directly and sovereignly in somebody's life.
这件事情只有神在他的主权里头能够做在人的生命的里面。
But God is looking for first fruits, overcomers, a remnant who understands sonship and understand God and can help our brothers and sisters along the way.
但是神也一直在那边寻找出熟的果子，他们是得胜者，他们是神的余民，神可以借着他们来把儿女们带进荣耀里去。
If God has been dealing with your life on a sojourn to sonship,
如果神在对付你，神在带领你进过寄居的生活。
And you come to that place where you come to the cross,
当你被带到这样一个地步，你被带到十字架的面前。
Your self life is broken.
你自我的生命被
Your life is now lived mostly on the resurrection side for others.
为着其他人的缘故，你现在要活在复活的里面。
Your sojourn continues.
你的寄居生活继续。
But from that moment on, it's a sojourn according to purpose.
从那个时候开始，你的寄居生活是带有一个目的的。
Up to that place where the Lord brought you to zero, it was a sojourn of reducing.
从神把你带到零的那个地位的时候，一直在减少。
But now on the resurrection ground, it's a sojourn according to purpose.
从现在开始，在复活的这一面，就是你过寄居生活，朝向一个目标。
It's a tremendous thing to see a brother or sister whose life is being shaped by the purpose of God.
看见一个人，他的生命完全照着神的旨意而去，是一件非常重要的事情。
And through the testimony and through the wisdom of such sons, other sons are encouraged on this sojourn to sonship.
借着一个人的工作，借着他的见证。带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
So we notice two things.
我们注意到两件事。
How can Joseph bring his brothers to sonship?
约瑟如何的能够把他的弟兄们带到儿子的地位呢？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Only God can do that.
只有神能够做。
But God can use Joseph as a vessel to help his brothers.
但是神却是可以使用约瑟作为一个器皿来帮助他的弟兄们。
So we see again the wisdom and the mercy of God.
所以再次我们看见神的智慧和他的怜悯。
Even as God gave Joseph dreams, and then would not let Joseph fulfill the dreams, but had them fulfilled by others who dreamed.
为了这个缘故，神给约瑟梦，但是呢，不让他来自己实现这个梦想，而是借着别人来实现这个梦。
So now God raised up Joseph as a son.
所以神就把约瑟作为一个儿子带他到成熟的地步。
And even gave him a desire for reconciliation with his own brothers.
把他高升了以后，也给他一个愿望，使他愿意跟他的弟兄们和好。
But only God could work out the details.
但是只有神自己可以把所有的这些详详细细的事情带出来。
And so God brought his brothers on a sojourn.
所以神打发他的弟兄们也开始过这个做一个客旅的生活。
Even as Joseph had prophesied, there came the great famine over that part of the earth.
就像约瑟所预言的那样，这样一个大的灾饥荒也已经波及到迦南地。
And one day Jacob was reading the Beersheba Times, and he saw that there was food in Egypt.
有一天，当雅各在那边读别士巴时报的时候，他发现在埃及地有粮食。
And he said to his sons, "Why are you standing around looking at each other? Go up to Egypt and get us some food."
他就对儿子们说，你们不要面面相觑，你们到埃及去叠粮食。
Joseph's brothers were hardly responsible sons.
雅各的弟兄们，约瑟的弟兄们实在不是负责任的。
They would just say, "Papa, Papa, we have no food."
他们只是过来说，爸爸，爸爸，我们没有食物。
Jacob is 128 years old.
雅各已经有128岁。
And they're still looking to him like a little bird going, cheep, 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 cheep.
他们仍然像一个小鸟讨食物那样子在那边叫。
And after all of this time, these men in their 40s start out on their first sojourn to sonship.
这些人当他们都已经进到他们40岁以后呢，他们才第一次的踏上了做客旅的旅程。
And in this picture we have in Genesis, they are brought to sonship through two sojourns to Egypt.
创世纪告诉我们，他们是借着两次的做客旅的旅程来到埃及。
They're traveling to a land that is not their own.
他们在一个不是他们自己家乡的土地上旅行。
They're completely at the mercy of God.
他们完全依靠神的怜悯。
They're going there out of a desperation of need.
他们在那边有一个急迫的、迫切的需要。
And so they come to Egypt.
最后，他们来到埃及。
We see the beautiful way that God works these things out.
我们看见神非常奇妙的让事情发生。
Let's read chapter 42.
我们来读42章。
Just a few verses.
就是几处的经节。
Verses 6 through 9.
第六到第九节。
Here's the brothers on their first trip to Egypt.
弟兄们第一次的旅行。
Now Joseph was the ruler over the land. He was the one who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down to him with their faces to the ground.
当时治理埃及地的是约瑟，跌粮给那地众民的就是他。约瑟的哥哥们来了，脸伏于地，向他下拜。
And when Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them. But he disguised himself to them and spoke to them harshly. And he said to them, Where have you come from? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food.
约瑟看见他哥哥们就认得他们，却装作生人，向他们说些严厉话，问他们说，你们从哪里来？他们说，我们从迦南地来叠粮。
But Joseph had recognized his brothers, although they did not recognize him.
约瑟认得他哥哥们，他们却不认得他。
And as they were bowing down, Joseph remembered the dreams which he had about them. And he said to them, You are spies. You've come to look at the undefended parts of our land.
约瑟想起从前所做的那两个梦，就对他们说，你们是奸细，来窥探这地的虚实。
And in the next few verses, Joseph tells them four times, You're spies, you're here to spy us out.
在接下来的经节里边，约瑟有四次对他们说，你们是奸细，你们来窥探此地。
But the brothers said, no, we're not spies, we're innocent, we're just here to buy some grain.
他的兄弟们说，我们不是，我们是诚实人，我们来这里边只是叠粮。
So we see in verse 17 that Joseph put them all together in prison for 3 days.
17节，于是约瑟把他们全都下在监里三天。
Now, the brothers went to Egypt hoping that this would be a simple business transaction.
弟兄们来到埃及，希望这不过就是一趟简单的公差。
And they came to this vice president.
他们来到
and they asked for some food.
他们来到这个副总裁这个地方来买一些粮食。
And they received such harsh treatment.
但是他们却被这样的虐待。
Joseph spoke harshly to them.
约瑟对他们说严厉话。
Of course, he spoke in harsh Egyptian.
当然，他是用埃及话对他们说。
Street Egyptian.
严格的埃及话。
He spoke in Cairo talk, like hip hop.
他是用开罗的口音来对他们说话。
He said, "You spies."
他说你们是奸细。
And of course, then they had a translator who told them what he said.
然后他有一个翻译向他们翻译。
Now the Jews, these brothers, they said, no, we're not spies. We're all from one family. Who would send spies all from one family?
这些犹太人就说，不是，我们不是奸细。
You spies!
你们是奸细。
Oh, he spoke to them so harshly.
他对他们这样的严厉说。
They were offended by this. What did we deserve? We just came for some grain. Here's the money, please.
他们觉得很冤枉，他们就说，这是钱，请给我们。卖给我们粮食。
They protested their innocence 3 times.
他们有三次的来申冤。
Joseph said, "Throw them in jail."
约瑟最后说，把他们下在监里。
Oh, how harshly they were treated!
他们实在是受了严厉的对待。
Completely unjustified.
实在是不合道理。
They're just innocent little lambs.
他们不过是无罪的羔羊。
Why are they being treated like this?
为什么他们要如此被苦待呢？
Ah, well, something happens during the 3 days in jail.
在这三天的监狱生活里边，有些事情发生。
We read in verse 21.
我们在21节里边看。
Then they said to one another, "Truly, we are guilty concerning our brother Joseph."
他们彼此说，我们在我们兄弟身上实在是有罪。
Because we saw the distress of his soul when he pleaded with us, yet we would not listen. Therefore, this distress has now come upon us.
他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。
And Reuben, being the oldest and wanting to pass the buck,
流便作为长子作为老大他要在这边要把这个责任推给别人
He says in verse 22 Reuben answered saying Didn't I tell you Don't sin against the boy You would not listen Now comes the reckoning for his blood
流便说我岂不是对你们说过不可伤那孩子吗只是你们不肯听所以流他血的罪向我们追讨
They did not know however that Joseph understood For there was an interpreter between them
他们不知道约瑟听得出来因为在他们中间用通事传话
Joseph turned away from them and wept
约瑟转身退去哭了一场
But when he returned to them he spoke to them roughly And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes
又回来对他们说话就从他们中间挑出西缅来在他们眼前把他捆绑
Why are they being treated so harshly?
为什么他们遭受如此的苦待
Because the Lord has to deal with us until he revives our conscience
因为神必须要对付我们最后以至于我们的良心苏醒
These carnal men have to be led back to the living God The first thing that has to happen is their innocence has to be poked by an awakening of their conscience.
到最后，他们自己觉得无辜的这件事情，必须得借着他们的良心苏醒来被否定。
You know, they had been some 20 years since this had happened when they sold Joseph into slavery.
我们知道约瑟被卖这件事情是发生在二十年前。
They'd forgotten all about it.
他们已经完全忘记。
They may forget what happened.
他们也许能够忘记。
But your conscience never forgets.
但是他们的良心却永远不会忘记。
You can bury your sins.
你可以埋葬、掩藏你的罪。
But God has given you a conscience that will never forget what you have done against God.
但是神却给了你一个良心让你永远不会忘记你如何的来背逆神
And at the right time God will poke that conscience and wake it up
到了神的时候神会来把那个良心让它复活
And isn't it interesting those 3 days in jail they've already made a connection here
非常有趣在三天的监狱生活里边他们在这个脑子里边已经有了一个联络
There's only one explanation for this harsh treatment It's because of our harsh treatment of our brother
只有一个解释我们得到这样的苦待是因为我们苦待了我们的兄弟
Oh, look how harsh Joseph is
看看约瑟是如何的严厉
Oh, think how hard some people think Jesus is
有些人他们也是这样子来觉得耶稣是主耶稣是这样的严厉
Some people think God is harsh
很多的人觉得神也是如此的严厉
But they don't see Jesus weeping for you
但是他们没有看见耶稣是如何的为你流泪。
Immediately when Joseph saw his brothers, he wanted to reveal himself.
当约瑟头一次见他的弟兄们的时候，他就想把他自己的身份亮出来。
Joseph had already forgiven.
约瑟早早的就已经原谅了他们。
We'll see why in just a minute.
我们马上就要看见为什么。
But his brothers weren't ready to see him.
但是是他的兄弟们没有准备好来见他。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟
兄姊妹 many times it seems like Jesus is treating you harshly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多的时候好像主耶稣在严厉的对待我们。
But he's weeping behind your back.
但是在你的背后，他却在那里为你哭泣。
He has to bring you to the place where your conscience is resensitized.
他必须要把你带到一个地步你的良心突然又变得敏锐起来
And so Joseph deals harshly with his brothers
所以约瑟就要这样严厉的来对待他的弟兄
And he sent them away with an impossible demand
然后他就把他们的兄弟打发走带着一个非常严厉的一个要求
He took Simeon as prisoner
他把西缅作为人质
And he sent the rest of them home
他把剩下的人打发回家。
He said, "If you want to see Simeon, bring your youngest son Benjamin, your youngest brother Benjamin back."
如果你们还要西缅的话，你们必须把你们的小弟兄便雅悯带来。
Oh, now the brothers, such a simple trip, now filled with so many problems.
这么简单的一趟旅程，遇见了这么多的麻烦。
And then we look at what happens in verse 28.
然后我们看见第二十八节。
The sojourn gets worse.
这个客旅的生活变得更加糟糕。
Then he said to his brothers, My money has been returned, and behold, it's even in my sack. And their hearts sank, and they turned trembling to one another, saying, What is this that God has done?
就对弟兄们说，我的银子归还了，看哪，人在我口袋里。 他们就提心吊胆，战战兢兢地彼此说，这是神向我们做什么呢？
Oh, when they saw their brother Simeon in prison, they thought, oh, this is so difficult.
看见他们的兄弟西缅在监狱里面，他们说这已经够难的了。
But then as they were traveling home, they opened their sacks to feed their donkeys.
在他们回城的时候，他们打开口袋来喂驴的时候，
they found their money in the sack.
发现他们的钱他们的银子仍然在口袋里。
We can never go back to Egypt.
我们从此不能再回埃及了。
We've just lost Simeon.
我们现在就已经失去了西缅。
And even if we bring Benjamin back, we'll probably all be jailed because of the money in our sack.
甚至当我们把贝雅敏带下来了以后，我们也可能都要坐监牢，因为我们的钱仍然在口袋里。
Oh, how harsh was the pressure. How harsh was the pressure.
这个压力是如此的大，如此的严厉。
And all of this pressure was for two things.
所有这一切的压力是为了两件事。
Number one, to awaken their conscience.
第一件事情是为了让他们的良心苏醒。
And number two, to bring them to the place where they said, why has God done this?
第二件事情就是把他们带到这个地步，他们会问，为什么神要向我们做什么呢？
Their treatment was so difficult that they realized it was more than just a problem with Egypt.
他们的困难是如此之大，他们发现他们的难处不是只是跟埃及有关系。
You know, so many times as we go through our lives, they get very difficult.
知道很多时候我们在生活里边遇见了难处。
We think the problem is our boss.
我们觉得我们的问题是我们的老板。
Or we know the problem is our wife.
或者我们的问题是我们的妻子。
Or the problem is the financial market.
这个问题是出在股票市场。
Or the price of oil.
或者是原油的价格。
Or our inherited lousy health.
或者是因为我们这个不争气的身体。
But when God pressures us enough,
但是当神在给我们更进一步的压力的时候，
we realize we're being dealt with by the living God.
我们才意识到我们是被神来对付，被这个活神来对付。
The Bible says it's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
圣经上说，落在永生神的手里边真是可怕。
But God is determined, even as He has chosen those sons, He's going to bring them to sonship.
但是神已经这样预定了，他拣选了儿子们，他要把他们带进荣耀里去。
And now their consciences are not only provoked,
现在他们的良心已经苏醒，
but the seriousness of their transgression against Joseph begins to lay hold of.
他们对在约瑟身上所犯的罪的严重性也开始在他们心里边有了感觉。
They see that their sin has great consequences and great cost.
他们看见了罪它的后果是何等的严重。
Oh, God is dealing with them.
神在这边开始对付他们。
Now in chapter 43 and 44 we have two chapters regarding the second sojourn back to Egypt.
第四十三和四十四两章说到他们第二次下到埃及的客旅生活。
Of course, the famine continued.
当然，这个饥荒是继续。
And they ran out of food in Jacob's household.
在雅各的家里边，他们再次绝了粮。
And the day came when Jacob said to the brothers, "You better go back."
到了那一天，雅各对他的儿子们说：“你们得回去。
”The brothers said, "Dad, we can't go back."
孩子们说。父亲，我们没有办法回去。
I know they have Simeon, but we can't go back without Benjamin.
我们知道西缅在那个地方，但是我们没办法回去，除非便雅敏跟我们去。
Reuben says, "I'll take Benjamin with me, and if I don't bring Benjamin back, kill my two sons."
刘辩说，我向你保证，我要带便雅敏回来。如果不行的话，你杀我两个儿子。
You know, many times the older son has good intentions, but they're stupid.
很多的时候，这个长子呢。他是有很好的意思，但是呢，他实在是愚昧。
Yeah, that's what Jacob wants to do. Lose another one of his children and then kill two of his grandchildren.
这就是雅各想做的事情，失去了另外一个儿子，然后再失去两个孙子。
Oh, how noble was Reuben.
流变是何等的高尚。
But then Judah stepped up.
然后犹大就站出来。
He said, "Dad, let me be responsible for Benjamin."
说父亲让我来为便雅敏负个人的责任。
I will personally be responsible for Benjamin's safe return.
我亲自来为他的回程的安全担保。
Well, they needed the food so badly, Jacob said, "Well, the will of God be done. Go ahead, kill me."
雅各说，我们实在是需要粮食，现在愿神的旨意成就，你们就让我死吧。
Jacob says this, "Now be sure you take back the money that you stole the first time."
你们要注意，你们把你们第一次所偷的钱再带回去。
Take more money to buy grain.
而要带更多的钱去叠粮。
And oh, by the way, get some of the best stuff we got down at the Chinese store.
顺便说一句，到中国东方店里买更好的东西带上。
Get some dried plums and get some figs and take them to this man.
带很多的这个干水果啊，所有的这些无花果带上。
You know, Jacob always had a little scheme going.
雅各他总是有一些计划，有一些计谋。
So we know the brothers go back.
这些弟兄们回到了埃及。
It takes twice as long to get to Egypt. Not in time, but that's how it felt. So heavy was the journey.
在他们的感觉里面，回到埃及的第二次旅程是要花两倍的时间，两倍的这个力气。
They had no idea what was going to happen.
他们不知道前面会发生什么。
And when they arrived there, they were immediately made afraid.
他们到了那个地方的时候，马上就去。就很害怕
，because Joseph's assistant says, "Oh, you guys, you're back."
然后约瑟的助手说，哦，是你们呐，你们回来了。
He says, "Come over to the vice president's house."
你们要过来到我们副总裁的这个办公室。
Now Reuben's knees are knocking; they're all so afraid.
刘辩的双膝在那发抖，因为他们都这么样的害怕。
One of the brothers says, "Oh, this man's going to get us because of the money in the sack."
有一个人说，哦，因为我们口袋里那些钱，他们现在要把我们抓起来。
So immediately he says, no, wait. He says, the money, we found the money in the sack, we didn't take it here, we brought it back.
他马上说，等一下，那个钱我们已经拿回来了，我们看见在口袋里头。
And the assistant said, no, we got your money.
这个助手说，哦，没有，我们已经收了你的钱。
They said, huh? Then he said, here, go, put your donkeys over there, let them get fed, you're coming for lunch today.
他就说、啊、把你们的驴放到一边去让他们吃料然后你们过来一起吃午饭
And the brothers thought Now let's see We usually only eat kosher Maybe we'll make an exception
这弟兄们说通常我们要吃那些特别的一些犹太人的食物但是现在我们也许可以开个例
And after waiting for Joseph to get back
当他们等到约瑟回来的时候
Joseph came in and said Peace be to you
约瑟对他们说愿你们平安
How's your father?
你们的父亲怎么样
Is this your youngest son?
这个是不是你们最年轻
A youngest brother?
这是你们最 年幼的弟弟
He says God bless you
他说神祝福你
And he ran out to the other room and cried
然后他就到另外一个房间去哭
And he came back and said Alright let's sit down for lunch
他又回到这个房间说我们一起来吃饭
Now the Egyptians don't eat with the Jews So they had their own table over there The Egyptian table
埃及人不与犹太人一同吃饭他们就到另外一个桌子上吃
And they had place cards with all the names of the different of the sons.
他们在桌子上有这个名牌，就有他们每一个人的名字。
And it was according to their age.
是根据按照他们年龄的次序。
Benjamin at the end of the table, they gave him five times as much food.
便雅悯坐在最后的那个桌子上，他给他们五倍的食物。
The brothers were amazed.
弟兄们觉得很惊奇。
And it says, and they drank freely.
说到他们在那边开怀畅饮
In other words, they got a little drunk.
换一句话说他们都有点喝醉
And they had a very happy lunch.
他们有一个非常愉快的午餐
And they had the Jewish delicacies, everything. It was a wonderful lunch.
他们在那边吃到了犹太人的食物实在是一个美妙的午餐
And then Joseph said to them through the interpreter.
然后约瑟借着通事对他们说
Go take the grain that you need and the food that you need for the journey and return.And then here, take Benjamin and take Simeon and the whole family and go back home.
现在买装上你们买的粮食，带上你们的兄弟，你们回家吧。
Ah, they said this turned out so good. Thank you, God.
他们说，哦，这实在是结果太好了，谢谢神。
Oh, they were so fearful, but everything worked out just fine.
虽然这么麻烦，但是呢，每件事情到最后都是很好的结果。
And their conscience began to quiet down again.
他们的良心又开始安静下来
And they got outside the city.
然后他们出了城
And the servant came and stopped them.
然后一个仆人追上来
The master was so good to you at lunchtime, why did one of you steal his cup?
主人在对你们这么好但是你们为什么要偷他的杯子
They said, steal his goblet?
什么偷了一个酒杯
So, no, we would never do something like that.
我们绝对不会做这种事情。
May the Lord so deal with anybody who'd done such a thing.
愿神惩罚做这件事情的人。
They opened up all the sacks from the oldest until they got to Benjamin, opened it up, and there was the cup in Benjamin's sack.
他们打开了每一个人的口袋，结果在贝亚明的口袋里面发现了这个杯子。
And the brothers realized that they were about to lose the one thing they needed to keep their father alive.
弟兄们这个时候才意识到他们失去了这样一件东西，这件东西让他的父亲还能够有希望活下去。
Their whole lives flashed before them.
他们整个的生命在这个时候就已经倾倒在那个扑倒在那个地方。
The one thing they couldn't lose, they lost.
只有这件东西他们不能丢掉，但是他们知道他们就要失去。
The one thing they needed most was about to be taken.
他们最需要的那个东西现在就要被拿走。
How often the Lord has to deal with our lives like that?
经常有多么经常神必须要这样子来对付我们。
He doesn't take everything. He just asks for the one thing that you can't part with.
他并不会要你所有的东西，他只是要那一件东西，就是你没有办法失去的东西。
Now maybe you think Joseph was mean in his treatment.
也许你会认为约瑟在这边过于严厉。
But I assure you, all of this discipline was with great wisdom.
但是我向你保证，他所有的管教都是带着智慧。
You know, they easily threw Joseph into the ditch to save their own lives.
他们很容易的就可以把约瑟扔到坑里边来救他们自己的命。
And he was seeing what they do with Benjamin, his only brother, through Rachel.
他
How would they treat Benjamin?
他们如何的来对待便雅悯？
Benjamin was his only brother through Rachel, his mom.
便雅悯是他母亲拉杰所生的兄弟。
Would they give him up and save their skin?
他们会不会再次的把便雅悯失去了，为了来救他们自己？
What did the brothers do?
这些弟兄们要怎样做？
They tore their clothes.
他们撕裂了他们的衣服。
They loaded the donkey's back and they all went together back to the city.
他们把他们的粮食装口袋装上驴背，然后一起回到了城里。
Through this dealing, now they were brothers together, no matter what happened.
经过这样的对付，无论发生什么事情，弟兄们现在都在一起。
When they got back to Joseph, Joseph said, "Didn't you know I could divine who would take this cup?"
约瑟对他们说，你们难道不知道我会用这个杯来占卜吗？
And at this point, we see repentance.
在这个时候，我们看见了悔改。
You know, the Lord pokes our conscience and makes us aware of our sin.
我们知道神来挑动我们的良心，让我们知道我们的罪。
But he can't deliver us of the effects of that sin until we repent.
但是他没办法拯救我们脱离那个罪的恶果，直到我们悔改。
Until we openly acknowledge what we have done.
直到我们公开地承认我们所犯的罪。
And so we find Judah.
我们看见犹大。
Let's just look at chapter 44.
我们来看四十四章。
And verse 16.
第十六节。
After entering the city,
回到城里边以后，
Judah said, "What can we say to my Lord? What can we speak? How can we justify ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servant."Behold, we are my Lord's slaves, both we and the one in whose possession the cup has been found.
犹大说，我们对我主说什么呢？还有什么话可说呢？我们怎能自己表白出来呢？神已经查出仆人的罪孽了。我们与那在他手中收出杯来的，都是我主的奴仆。
You know, Judah was a sinner among sinners, among the brothers of Joseph.
我们知道在约瑟的兄弟的里面，犹大是罪人中的罪人。
But to Judah's credit, he confessed. He repented.
但是他的义就是他悔改了。
He didn't try to defend himself.
他没有试着去为自己辩解。
He didn't try to explain anything.
他也没有试着去解释任何的东西。
He didn't understand how Benjamin could possibly have done this.
他没有在说那个便雅悯是如何的来偷这个杯子。
But he accepted all the blame on himself.
他把所有的指责都背在他自己的身上。
Now that's repentance.
这就是悔改。
No excuses.
没有任何的借口。
I will not justify myself.
我不为我自己来辩解。
I will not try to answer some clever answer.
我也不会去找一些聪明的答案。
Our God has found out our sin.
我们的神已经查出我们的罪孽。
And he's dealt with us.
他已经来对付我们了。
Then Joseph said, No, I'll just take the young man who did this sin.
约瑟说, 不, 我就要把这个干这件事情的年轻人留下。
Then we see Judah stepping up another notch.
然后我们就看见犹大就往前进了一步。
Not only did he repent and take responsibility for his sin,
他不仅悔改为他自己的罪来承担责任,
but he interceded on behalf of his father.
而且他为他的父亲来代祷。
He explained to Joseph how his father had two sons that he loved.
他像,
and one was no more, and the other was this Benjamin.
他解释说他的父亲已经年老，有两个儿子，一个已经没了，现在又是约便雅悯。
He said his father's heart was already broken.
说到父亲的心已经破碎了。
And I promised I'd bring back Benjamin the youngest.
我已经向他发誓，我要把我的最小的弟弟带回来。
So please take me instead of Benjamin, and let me serve you the rest of my days.
不要让便雅悯留下，来代让我来代替他。
Now we see something in Judah of sonship.
我们看见在犹大的生命里边一个儿子的形象。
It's from Judah's very loins that Jesus was born, who took the sins of the world upon himself.
就从他的后裔里边，我们的主耶稣基督出生，他把全世界的罪背在他的身上。
And Judah pleaded with Joseph.
犹大在这边恳求约瑟。
You see, many times we think our greatest problem is our sin.
很多的时候，我们觉得我们最大的问题是我们的罪。
But our greatest sin is the sin against love.
但是我们最大的罪是我们违背神的爱。
What he had done to Joseph was worse than the sin of betraying and throw him in the ditch.
他们在约瑟身上所犯的罪远远大过他们把约瑟扔到坑里。Here's
a greater sin. He sinned against his brother.
这是一个最大的罪，就是他得罪了他的弟兄。Now
many times we Christians are so self-centered in our lives.
很多的时候我们基督徒在我们的生命里面是如此的自私。We
think that all God's concerned with is our sin.
我们觉得神只是在乎我们的罪。Meanwhile
we hurt our mothers and fathers, we hurt our wives and children, we hurt our brothers and sisters, and we don't even care.
但是很多的时候我们得罪我们的父母，得罪我们的兄弟姐妹，得罪我们的配偶，我们却不在乎。
The greatest offense at what they had done with Joseph was the offense of love.
他们在约瑟身上所犯的最大的罪，就是他们在爱的这上面的失败。
Do you realize that your sins are no small things because they affect everybody around you?
你有没有知道你的罪的最大的坏处就是因为它波及到了你周围所有的人?
Do you realize the damage that you have done to the people around you?
你有没有意识到你对周围人所带来的伤害?
That's the tough part.
这是最困难的部分。
That's what needs to be reconciled.
这是一个必须要被和好的部分。
Oh, you'll be surprised at how easily God will forgive your sins and how harshly He'll deal with us with how we've loved our brothers and sisters.
你知道神是多么容易能够赦免我们的罪，但是他却要严厉地对待我们，直到我们跟我们周围的弟兄姊妹和好。
And Judah realized the sin.
犹大意识到这样的罪。
And he realized the importance of love.
他意识到爱的重要性。
And he asked to be taken instead of Benjamin.
他就祈求让他自己来代替便雅悯。
Oh, this is what the Lord is looking for in our lives.
这是神在我们生命中间所要寻找的。
You know, in the body of Christ, there's so many offenses we have against one another.
在基督的身体里边，我们有这样多的彼此得罪的事情。
We cannot come to sonship with such relationships.
在这样的关系的里面，我们没有办法成为儿子的地位。
What will happen to the Jews when the Messiah returns?
当弥赛亚再次回来的时候，犹太人会怎么样？
They'll be stricken with a sense of their conscience and their sin.
他们的良心会遭受这样的击打，他们会知道他们的罪。
But Jesus will not fault them for even their rejection, even his crucifixion.
但是耶稣不会把罪归在他们的身上，为着他们把他钉十字架，把错归在他们身上。
But they will be most severely rebuked for the sin against the Father's beloved Son.
但是他们的 自己的良心会定罪他们，最大的罪就是他们在神的爱子的身上。
The Jews have rejected the beloved.
这犹太人他们拒绝了神的爱子。
That's the greatest sin.
这是最大的罪。
And God has to deal with us in order to reveal Himself to us.
神也要一样的对付我们，为着来把他自己启示给我们。
We can imagine that all during this process, Joseph has wanted to reveal himself to his brothers, but wisdom restrained him because they weren't ready.
我们知道在这个过程里边，约瑟一直想把自己的身份解释给弟兄们，但是智慧却把他拉回来，等待他的兄弟预备好。
But now that their consciences were awakened,
现在他们的良心已经苏醒，
and they realized the seriousness of their sin,
他们意识到他们罪那个严重性，
and they repented of this sin.
他们也为着罪悔改。
We read the story.
我们读了这个故事。
Joseph could withhold himself no longer.
约瑟实在没办法再控制他自己。
Joseph had wanted to reveal himself to his brothers.
约瑟愿意与他的弟兄们相认。
But he had to wait till he had gained their love.
他一直要等到他得到了他们的爱。
He had to wait until their sins were dealt with.
他必须要等候他们的罪得到了对付。
And we read there in chapter 45.
我们在四十五章这边读到。
And Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood in the house.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁。
And in verse 2, he wept so loudly that the Egyptians and even the ones next door in Pharaoh's house heard Joseph's heart sobbing, broken in love for his brothers.
他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见他在爱的里面的大声的哭泣。
You may have thought Jesus is dealing harshly with you.
也许你在觉得主耶稣在严厉的对待你。
But when he reveals himself to you,
但是当他向你显现的时候，
he reveals a sobbing heart for your love.
他向你显露他自己为着你痛哭的一个心。
The greatest sin we could commit against him is not to have first love for him.
对他最大的一个得罪就是没有对他有那个起初的爱。
This breaks his heart.
这个让他非常的伤心。
He weeps for us.
他为着我们而痛苦。
He would reveal himself to us.
他不向我们显现他的自己。
But we couldn't receive his love.
但是我们没办法接受他的爱。
It's too intense.
太强烈的爱。
It's too jealous.
他是太嫉邪的爱。
It's too possessive.
他那个爱要得到我们。
He has to wait till we're broken.
他必须要等候我们这个人完全的破碎。
Then he just sobs with his love for us.
然后他就为着爱的缘故为我们痛苦。
Do you know how much Jesus loves his bride?
你知道主耶稣是多么的爱他的心腹吗？
He gave everything for her.
他为着他给出了他的一切。
She's just concerned about herself.
但是这个心腹却只关心自己。
And her master sobs, waiting to reveal himself.
他的主人在那里哭泣，等候。
Many of us going through a difficult sojourn are just this close to his revealing himself in his full heart of love.
我们很多人在过客旅的生活里边就差那么一点点，使以至于我们的神没有办法向我们显现。
Oh, look at the beauty of this story.
看一看这个故事的美丽。
He says to them in Hebrew, "Ani Yosef, I Joseph."
约瑟就用希伯来文对他们说：“我是约瑟。”
And then he said to them, "How's Papa?"
然后他就问他们父亲怎么样。
No longer using the official language, but speaking the word that they all used to call their dad, Jacob, around the house. How's Papa? Is he really okay?
他不再用官方的语言来说话，就用他们家里边的话说爸爸怎么样。
That moment of revelation, as they stood before Joseph, brought them to the end of themselves.
就在那个时刻，当约瑟向他们显现自己的时候，把他们都带了他们生命的尽头。
They were fully exposed by the scorching light of God's love.
在神大爱的光照底下，他们每一个人都已经被暴露出来。
Ani Yosef, I am Joseph.
我是约瑟。
You sold me into Egypt.
你们把我卖到埃及来。
They backed away.
他们都退后。
What could they say?
他们能说什么呢？
He said, "Don't, no, 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 don't feel guilty, don't be angry."
他说：“你们不要自责，不要觉得，不要生气。”
You see, they were so full of grief when they saw what they had done, and they saw their brother standing before them.
当他们看见他们的弟兄站在他们的面前的时候，他们心里边充满了忧恨。
And look, verse 5. Do not be grieved or angry with yourselves.
你们不要自忧自恨。
Isn't that interesting? Sometimes when we get exposed in our sins, how we hate ourselves.
这是不是很奇妙？有些时候，当我们的罪被暴露出来了以后，我们是如何的自忧自恨？
Because we're surprised at how sinful we are.
因为我们觉得很惊奇，不知道我们自己是如此的有罪。
To hate yourself is a wasted sentiment.
恨自己实在是一个浪费掉的感情。
Because we're only sinners.
因为我们不过就是罪人。
And we're desperate sinners.
而且我们是有迫切需要的罪人。
Standing before Joseph, they saw that clearly.
在约瑟的面前，他们意识到这一点，非常的清楚。
They could not speak.
但是他们不能说话。
They didn't know what to do.
他们不知道如何做。
Now, how is Joseph going to reconcile this?
那约瑟要如何的来与我们和好？
How is he going to be unified with his brothers?
他如何的与他的兄弟们合一呢？
How is he going to bring them through in this whole experience?
他怎么可以带他们一起来经历这个过程？
Here it is.He said, brothers, you sold me, but God sent me.
他这样说，弟兄们，你们卖了我，但是是神打发我来。
How is it that Joseph had a heart big enough to forgive his brothers? From the moment he saw them, he had forgiven them.
从他见他们的那一刻起，他就已经赦免了他们了。他是拥有一个何等大的胸怀。
How is it that we can forgive somebody who's done something so wrong to us?
我们怎么样子能够原谅那些得罪我们的人呢？
It's because in Joseph's sojourn, he'd learned the God of mercy.
因为在约瑟过客旅生活的里面，他认识到了神的怜悯。
He can take our terrible mistakes and use them for something wonderful.
他可以使用这个巨大的错误来达到一个美妙的目的。
You sold me.
你们卖了我。
He sent me.
是神差遣了我。
He sent me because he loves you and he wants a remnant.
他差遣了我，因为他爱你们，他要得到一个余民。
I went through all of this for you.
我经历所有这些痛苦是为着你们。
And for Papa.
是为着爸爸。
And he brought them to understand God's mercy. That God brought everything that they meant for evil and used it for good.
他带领他们来到这个地步，使他们能够明白什么叫做神的怜悯。神使用他们一切的恶行达到了一个崇高的目的。
How can we not forgive before a God of such mercy?
在这样的一个有怜悯的神面前，我们如何的不能原谅？
And so he goes on and continues to make his case.
所以他继续的来说他的。
Look at verse 5 again of chapter 45.
继续的来看45章第5节。
Now do not be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命。
And look at verse 8.
第八节。
Now therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God.
这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。
Joseph has been walking in the purpose of God.
约瑟在这里边行走在神的旨意的里面。
He sees that nothing that happened to him was by accident.
他说任何事情发生在他的生命里面都不是事故。
You didn't sell me, God sent me here.
你们没有卖我，是神打发我来的。
God raised me up to this throne.
是神把我高升到宝座上面。
So that I could help the whole family at this special time.
所以在这个特别的时刻，我可以来拯救全家。
And that's the only way these brothers could ever forgive themselves.
只有这样子的，他们的弟兄们才能够原谅他们自己。
To understand the things that had been going on the higher purpose of God.
来明白在一个更高的层面上头神的目的是如何的，神的旨意是如何。
And then to show his love, he wept and grabbed hold of Benjamin.
来表达他的爱，他趴在便雅悯的肩上哭。
He only knew Benjamin as a little boy.
当他离开的时候，便雅悯还是个小孩子。
This was Benjamin, he'd done no wrong.
这是便雅悯，他没有做任何错事。
But Benjamin had been going through a trial for 20 years in the absence of his brother Joseph.
但是他有20年的时间没有他的哥哥约瑟。
And Benjamin was the desire of his father's heart, although his father was half dead with grief for over Joseph.
便雅悯是他父亲所心爱的，虽然他的父亲失去了约瑟以后已经活在半死的光景里。
Benjamin had been blamed for the cup, but he'd really done no wrong.
便雅悯被指责偷了这个杯子，但他却没有做错任何事。
You know, many times we're falsely accused and we go through terrible things, but we didn't do anything wrong.
你知道有些时候其实我们并没有做错任何事情，但是我们却被诬告。
But God's trying to gain a whole family.
但是神却为了得到这个全家。
Sometimes we have to be dealt with along with everybody else.
有些时候我们必须要跟所有其他人一起受对付。
But Joseph goes and grabs Benjamin and weeps and sobs and kisses him.
约瑟就过去抱住便雅悯，就哭泣，就亲与他们亲嘴。
Oh, my precious brother.
我宝贵的弟兄。
We are one again.
我们又再次合一。
And then Joseph went to Reuben.Who threw him in the ditch.
然后约瑟来到流便的跟前。
And he wept. And he hugged him. And he kissed him.
他哭泣，他拥抱他，他与他亲嘴。
And then he went to Judah, who sold him to the Ishmaelites. And he hugged him and wept and kissed him.
然后他来到卖他给以实玛利人的犹大的跟前。他哭泣，他拥抱他，与他亲嘴。
And he went to each of his brothers who didn't listen to his cries as he cried from the pit, please, please, help me, please.
他就来到他的每一个兄弟的面前，这些兄弟们对他的哭求都置之不理。
And he loved his betrayers one by one.
一个一个的，他这样子来爱了他出卖他的人。
And he hugged them and he kissed them.
他拥抱他们，他与他们亲嘴。
And he poured out such a love upon them.
然后他把他所有的爱都倾倒出来在他们的身上。
They were captured. And they began to talk.
他们被他的爱所征服，他们就开始说话。
It took all of that just for them to be able to talk.
他要做这么多的事情，他以至于他们才开始能说话。
But the brothers were still so uncomfortable.
但是弟兄们仍然感觉不是很舒服。
They almost feel they wish Joseph would cruelly treat them.
他们几乎要在那边希望约瑟能够更加严厉地对待他们。
Now how can Joseph restore his brothers?
约瑟是如何能够恢复他的弟兄们呢？
He sends them immediately on a mission.
他马上打发他们去做一件事。
He says, go, now, now, go.
他就说走，现在就去。
Here's what you have to do.
你们必须要这样做。
Go back to Papa.
到父亲的面前去。
Tell him your son Joseph is alive.
告诉他们你的儿子约瑟仍然活着。
Tell him he's Lord over Egypt.
告诉他们他现在是埃及全地的宰相。
Speak of the glories of Joseph.
你们要告诉他们约瑟的荣耀。
You want to resurrect the dead heart? Speak of the glories of Joseph.
如果你要像让你父亲的心复活的话，就要告诉他的荣耀。
Put these robes on you.
把这个把这些这个袍子带回去。
Here, take these gifts with you.
把所有这些礼物都带上。
And tell and exclaim the glories of the son.
告诉他，并且向他解释他儿子所得的荣耀。
And isn't that how we feel as sons of God?
这个是不是作为神的儿女，我们所感觉到的呢？
When we're exposed and found out for our sins.
当我们被暴露，当我们知道我们是有罪的人的时候。
And then Jesus comes and weeps for us.
主耶稣来与我们一同痛哭。
And then Jesus hugs us and kisses us.
然后主耶稣来拥抱我们，与我们亲嘴。
We think, what could we possibly do now?
然后我们就说，那我们能做什么呢？
And he says, go.
他就说走。
And tell of the glories of the Son.
去述说神儿子的荣耀。
Here, here, be robed with the Holy Spirit for your mission.
现在你们要穿上圣灵的袍子。
Here, take these gifts in your hands to show the evidence of my glory.
你们要把所有这些礼物带上，要去彰显我的荣耀。
And these undeserving brothers are suddenly given the most important ministry you could imagine.
这些不配的弟兄们，突然他们被赋予了这个最大的一个使命。
They became ambassadors of reconciliation.
他们成了这个与人和好的人的这样的一个使者。
Can you imagine? You could almost see as they returned to Jacob's house, the fog, the vapor.Clear from before Jacob's eyes as they said, Your son Joseph is alive.
你们能不能够想象，当他们把这样的消息带回去的时候，在雅各的眼中间的那些云雾、那些疑虑、那些忧愁，像云雾一样消散了。
And he's provided a place for us.
他也为我们预备了一个地方。
Goshen.
歌山地。
Goshen is a type of resurrection ground.
歌山地是代表着复活的地。
We'll all go together and live in resurrection ground.
我们所有的人都一同来活在复活的境地。
How perfect was Goshen?
歌山地是如此的完美。
The Egyptians hate shepherds.
埃及人他们恨恶牧羊的人。
And so because of Joseph, they gave him the best shepherding land, but wanted nothing to do with it.
因为约瑟的缘故，他们把最好的 牧场给了他们，但他们也 不去碰他。
So they got to live in Egypt in the world, but not being of the world.
所以他们可以生活在埃及，生活在这个世界里头，但却不属于这个世界。
And when they came into the land, Joseph lived another 70 years.
当他们来到这个地方的时候，约瑟又雅各又活了另外17年。
He and his brothers and his children and the children's children grew and prospered and were blessed there.Because of this sonship.
由于这个儿子名分这件事情，他的儿子们，他的孙子们，他的后代在这边生活繁衍。
And then the final glory of it all. Through Joseph, Jacob could be Israel.
最后一件事情，最后一件荣耀的事情，借着约瑟的生命，雅各可以成为以色列。
Jacob not only rose as it were from the dead, but he went up to Egypt.
他不仅从死里复活，而且他也来到埃及。
And there he could bless Pharaoh.
在这个地方，他可以向法老为法老祝福。
Only Joseph could open the way for him to bless Pharaoh.
只有约瑟能够为他来为法老祝福开路。
There he could bless his son.
在那边，他可以为他的后代，为他的儿子们祝福。
And there he worshipped God.
在那边，他可以敬拜神。
And having seen his son Joseph,
看见了他的，再次看见了他的儿子约瑟。
He died.
他死了。
You know, dear Jacob had been carrying the burden of these sons all those years.
亲爱的雅各，所有这些年，他一直在那边照顾他的儿子们。
For Jacob himself had come to sonship, but he saw his sons so carnal, so unspiritual.
虽然雅各已经得到了儿子的名分，但是他看见他的儿子们却是如此的属肉体。
He carried the burden of his family upon his heart.
他在他的心上背着他的 家庭，背着他的儿子们。
But God raised up one of the young people.
但是神却在他们中间兴起了一个年轻人。
And that young people led a whole generation before the throne.
这个年轻人他把整个的一代人都带到神的宝座的跟前。
And Joseph brought many sons to glory.
约瑟带了很多的儿女们进到荣耀里。
And they rejoiced together and lived in Goshen.
他们就在一起欢喜快乐生活在歌山地。
Oh, we can't help looking at Joseph and not seeing our Lord Jesus.
我们没有办法不从约瑟的身上看见我们的主耶稣基督。
But I make my final point.
我要说我说的最后一点。
Dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Without a Joseph to lead the way,Where will the rest of the brothers and sisters find the way to sonship?
如果没有约瑟在前面开路领路，其他的兄弟们他们如何能够达到神儿子的地位？
We know that there's a big Christian world around us.
我们知道在我们的周围有一个很大的基督教的世界。
We're just a small little group of people.
我们不过是一个很小的一群人。
And God's concerned with the whole of His children.
神的心关乎他所有的儿女。
Who will have the testimony of sonship for all of these people?
谁可以为着所有神的儿女来做这个见证人？
Who's willing to live such a life as we sang about tonight?
谁愿意过今天我们所唱的这首歌所描述的那种生活呢？
To choose the way of the cross.
去拣选十字架的道路。
You know, it's not that the Lord doesn't want to bless us. He will bless us, and He already has blessed us much more than we ever deserve.
并不是说神不想祝福我们，他其实已经远远超祝福我们，超过我们所配得的。
But God wants us, like good soldiers, to defer building our own kingdoms.
神愿意我们成为一个好的寄居者。我们能够愿意推迟我们建造自己的住所
For the sake of his kingdom.
为着他自己的国度
If you're just focused on making your own career and your own money, you're losing your whole purpose for being on this earth.
如果你全心都关注在你自己的事业你自己的工作的上面你实在是失去了神的目的
God will bless you because you're his child.
神还是会祝福你因为你是他的儿女
And I know some of you think,You can serve God and mammon.
我知道在座有些人会想，你还是可以又侍奉神又侍奉马门的。
You think you've discovered a way of doing it.
你以为你找到了一条路可以侍奉这两个。
But Mammon will eat your heart up.
但是马门会把你的所有的心都吞噬掉。
And God will only be a faint regard.
神只不过就会落在你记忆的后面。
God will bless you.
神仍然会祝福你。
And especially if you're not looking for the blessings, He'll bless you.
尤其是当你没有在寻求那些祝福的时候，他会寻求。
And especially if you use your blessings for the sake of the whole of the brothers and sisters, He'll bless you.
尤其是当你使用这个祝福去祝福神所有儿女的时候，他会祝福你。
But are you willing to defer some of your own comfort?
你愿不愿意把你自己的一些舒适放在一边呢？
You know, the things that Jesus asks us to deny in order to follow Him are not bad things.
主耶稣要求我们放下一些事情来跟随他，那些东西并不是坏事。
But for the sake of His kingdom, He may ask you to not buy that bigger house.
为着他国度的缘故，他也许会希望你不要去买那个大房子。
You'll find it's not really quite such a sacrifice.
你会知道其实这并不是什么大的牺牲。
Not buy that brand new car.
不要去买那个崭新的车。
Not make purchases that strap you and just pull you out at the edges so you're working all the time.
不要去买一些东西以至于你必须要整天的工作来付这个账。
He'll tell you in your business to shut down and observe a Sabbath.
如果你是在做一个事业的话，他会告诉你要停下来，要来守安息。
Even if everybody else is working 7 days a week,
要在礼拜日停关你的店门，甚至当别人都来开门的时候。
But you're moving with a higher purpose.
你是在为着一个更高的目的生活。
Now I know everybody at this point says, "Well, I have no choice. I'm just a victim. I work for somebody else."
我知道有些人会说，哦，我没有任何的选择，我只不过是一个牺牲品，我就像其他的人一样。
The sojourn to sonship.Is a school and how not to be a victim as you live in this world.
过寄居以致达到神儿子的身份名分，是意味着你必须要牺牲。
The Lord needs some soldiers.
神在这边需要一些过寄居生活的人。
You know, I sometimes think about those soldiers over in Iraq right now.
神需要一些士兵，有些时候我会想起在伊拉克的士兵。
On the news show on Memorial Day, they interviewed a bunch of them.
在阵亡将士纪念日的时候，他们去访问了一些这样的士兵。
They interviewed some moms who have little babies back home they haven't seen for 2 years.
也访问了一些母亲，他们的孩子出生两年了，还没有见过父亲。
There are some men who willingly close down their businesses in order to serve according to their obligations.
有些人他们为着来尽他们军人的职责，他们把他们自己的生意停下来。
Surely.The soldiers of God's kingdom have that much willingness to serve their master.
在神的国度里面，神的士兵应该也有这样子的一个意愿。
We've been given all things in Christ to enjoy.
神在基督里边赐给我们所有的东西，让我们享受。
But we need to be willing to lay it all down to serve Him in these last days.
在这末后的时代，我们也应该愿意放下所有这一切，为着来侍奉他。
You may not think you have the caliber of character to be one of God's heroes like Joseph.
你也许认为你没有这样的一个能力，可以成为神的英雄，像约瑟一样。
But all it takes is being faithful to your calling.
其实你所需要的一切，不过就是对你的呼召忠心。
Be faithful.
要忠心。
Don't be compromised.
不要与世界妥协。
There's been several key moments in my life where God said one thing to me, don't compromise.
在我的生命里面有好几次关键的时刻，神对我说不要妥协。
Let others do what they will, don't compromise.
叫其他的人做他们想做的事情，你不要妥协。
Some Christians say I can have God and have the world, fine, don't compromise.
有些基督徒说我可以又爱主 又要这个世界，但是神说让他们去，你要忠心。
I'm glad to speak to some people who are on the sojourn to sonship.
我非常高兴的跟一些在过寄居生活的人交谈。
May he deal with our sins and our self-life.
他对付我们的罪，对付我们的旧生命。
But most importantly, may he make us useful on the sojourn according to his eternal purpose.
最重要的事情，愿他找到我们是成为一个有用的人，过这个寄居的生活。
For those, the reward is great in heaven.
对这样的人来讲，他们的赏赐在天堂是大的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, I know.That your heart is full of love for your children.
主啊，我知道你的心向着你的儿女们充满了慈爱。
Oh Lord, I know that you have to hide your face from us because we're not ready for such a revelation.
主啊，我也知道你要向我们隐藏你的面，因为我们还没有准备好。
Oh Lord, we here know you as Abba, but you desire.To reveal yourself as the one who has been from the beginning of the world.
主啊，我们知道你是我们的阿爸父，但是我们并不认识你，就是那起初原有的。
We thank you that you sent your son Jesus.
我们感谢你把你的儿子耶稣送给我们。
To sojourn before us.
为着我们的缘故，客居此世。
To show us the way that life should be lived.
来向我们表明我们的生活应该是怎样。
Indeed, to show us the path that awaits for us as we are sons being brought to glory.
实在是要给我们指出这条道路，使我们能够成为进入荣耀里边的儿子。
Gain mature sons for yourself.
为着你自己的缘故，你来得着成熟的儿子。
From the young people and from the adults, gain mature sons for yourself.
从在座的年轻人和成人里边来赢得你自己成熟的儿子。
Those who know you as you really are.
那些照着你的本相来认识你的人。
Those who have been captured by your love.
那些被你的爱所得到的人。
Those who have nowhere else to go.
那些没有其他任何地方可走，没有任何路可走的人。
In these last days,
在这末后的世代。
Deal with us, break our heart.
对付我们，来破碎我们的心。
Expose the fire of thy love.
把我们在你爱的火中间来锻炼。
Until before you, we have nothing to do except cling to thee.
一直到我们在你的跟前没有任何其他的路可走，我们只有来投靠你。
Bring the dreams to fulfillment.
让所有这些梦想能够成为现实。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告靠着耶稣的宝贵的名。
阿门。阿们。